Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sam. Let's give Andrew a very big hand clap. Yes, thank you, Andrew. Okay, and what's the name of this little boy? Mark. Hey, let's stand up and we acknowledge it. Yeah. Thank you so much. Okay. Yes. And what most of you were doing at this age. Yes. Most of you are not doing anything near glorifying the Lord. Okay. Yes. Thank you for coming. We have, since, I don't know how many weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, there was a message that we felt, came from the Lord, which Carol called Crossing Over, and, which, I picked up as God telling us that we are going to inherit a blessing. We are going to see good days and enjoy life, okay? All those things mean the same thing. And we were using 1 Peter chapter 3, and we read from verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 3, from verse 8 it says, "Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this, so that what? That you may inherit a blessing." All right? So God is saying we should live righteously, okay? A godly living. And when that happens, we shall inherit a blessing. And Peter repeats himself in other words, from verse 10, saying, "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Okay? So again, it says, if you want to love life and if you want to see good days, okay, refrain your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Okay? For the eyes of the Lord are not on the unrighteous, and his ears are not open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is toward those who do not do evil. Glory be to God. Okay? You're wondering which version I'm using? The same one. Eh? Glory be to God. Okay? Like I said 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, you know, in my hyper grace days, you know, the perverted grace, you know, message, I never liked this portion of the Bible. Okay? Because I was taught and I believed for a little while that no matter what you do, it is all well with God. No matter how you live, God will answer your prayers. Okay? Okay, then I would land on this scripture and I would try to get many ways of explaining it away. Okay? And somehow, yeah, I believed that it says exactly what it says. All right? The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. That means the eyes of the Lord are not on the what? On the unrighteous. His ears are open to their prayers. That means that his ears are not open to what? To the prayers of those who are not what? Righteous. Who are not, who are, any people who are practicing unrighteousness. Okay? Practicing wickedness, practicing iniquity. All right? But the face of the Lord is, you know, upon us, LAT. Glory be to God. Because for us, all of us here, you know, we are not unrighteous, all right? And we don't practice evil. We don't lie to one another. The husbands in this place don't lie to their what? To their wives, okay? The wives don't have secret investments, okay? Secret investments, okay? That, well, I don't know. Maybe you can have them, but as long as you don't lie, well, please, I'm not speaking on behalf of God, right? All right? You know, God leaves room for people to have their own opinions. And, yeah, however, you have to make sure that you tell people that they are your opinions. And, yeah, and you can even say that you don't understand your opinions well. All right? So I don't know whether you can have your what? With secret things. Maybe your heart is really, it means good. Eh? You understand? Eh? And, you know, and you're like, you know, yeah, these things are for what? My family. Eh? They will somehow bless my husband, my kids. You understand? Eh? But in the meantime, he didn't have to know. I don't know. Eh? But I don't think it's good. Eh? You just mess yourself up. Okay? Dennis, I think, yeah, that's what he believes. And I think he's right. Eh? Yes. Okay? So that is the thing. And then I had a dream. After I preached this message, I had a dream. Eh? Remember that Matoke and Fene dream. Eh? Okay? Which I felt God was emphasizing or, you know, eh? Making us really appreciate or acknowledge the fact that, yeah, he wants us to enjoy life, okay, see good days, inherit a blessing, okay, and we define that as answered prayers, okay, things you've prayed for some time. We felt like God was saying in this season, okay, he's going to, you know, you're going to see answers to prayer, you're going to see promises fulfilled. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right. And something happened in the week. I got some news in the week, which was like, I mean, this is a sure confirmation that this thing is real. Glory be to God. Okay. Yeah. Something that had stalled for years, you know, and, well, not in my own life. I got news from some, yeah. And I was like, now, as in what better? Confirmation that this thing is of God. Glory be to God. Amen. Norman, good to see you. All right. Let's give Norman a big hand clap. Hallelujah. And Barbara. Barbara, how are you? Yes. Barbara stays very far. Eh? So far to be here, eh? You know, we thank God for it. Eh? Glory be to God. Last week, you know, if you're going to inherit a blessing, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, that we or you should imitate those who through faith and patience inherit their promises. Okay? So God is saying, or was saying, and is still saying, that to inherit the blessing that he has for us during this time, okay, we need faith. All right? We need what? We need faith. Eh? Okay? And faith, according to the Bible, faith speaks. Okay? Faith speaks. Faith calls those things that are not as though they what? Yes. When God promised Abraham, when he told him that you're going to become a father of many nations, at a certain point, he even changed his name. So that he can call himself that. Okay, father of nations. He changed his name from Abram to Abraham. Eh? Okay, and in that same year, Abraham got Isaac. Glory be to God. Okay, so faith speaks. Okay, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the what? Of the tongue. And they that love it, they that love what? the tongue shall eat the fruit thereof. Okay, so faith speaks. Faith speaks what it was promised. Faith believes that it has what God has says it has. Hallelujah. Okay, and the other thing we say that, faith thanks. Okay, if you believe that you have received what you are promised, the automatic response is thanksgiving. Glory be to God. The automatic response is what? Thanksgiving. Unless you're dealing with what? With your husband, you understand? Or with your wife. Okay, if they have a track record. Okay. Yeah, but if you're dealing with God, you thank him when he promises, especially when he says that now the time has come for the fulfillment of the promise. Hallelujah. You don't thank when you receive. You thank when he says, and especially when he says the time is now. Glory be to God. You thank him. Hallelujah. You do what? You thank him. Glory be to God. Amen? Martinson, the dreamer. But this guy is a serious what? A dreamer. Okay? He's one of those people who have, I think, out of 100 dreams he has, I think there are like maybe only two, which are fake. Okay? The other, 98%. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, he's real. Man, I wish I was like that, but for some reason God doesn't, what? Yeah. Not like this whole week I haven't dreamt. Okay, I dreamt, but somehow I don't think there was anything, what? Any message? Juliana is laughing. You think I'm lying? Eh? Yeah, you know, I don't know why God, you know? Yeah, maybe it is my season to also what? Inherit the, what? The blessing of Dennis. Okay, Dennis can have 10 dreams in one night. 10 dreams in one night. And 40 dreams in a week. Well, I'm exaggerating. 40 dreams a week. Maybe that hasn't been in the recent past. But you understand, and the guy wakes up and you know, then he just distributes to whomever right? It concerns. Glory be to God. Now, that is, you can't dream like that and you're not a prophet. That is a prophetic thing. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. You can't. Hallelujah. So, God is good. Amen. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, talks about the best environment for faith to work. Okay? Galatians 5, 6 says, faith works by love. Okay? If you're reading KJV. It says faith does what? Faith works by love. Faith does what? Worketh by love. I'm saying this as I'm thinking of whether I should say what I want to say. Okay? But sometimes it's better, especially when on the pulpit, to say what you want to say, as long as it is not what? Evil. Because you never know why God, wants you to say it. Yeah, this guy is a dreamer. I remember in those early days when 2017, it was, yeah, when I began to share the dreams, how Elvis turned away from the Lord, okay? But in that time, I used to refer to Elvis as Nicodemus, all right? And it's amazing how, as 90% of the church didn't know who I was talking to. But I can understand, Bambi, why they couldn't think it was Elvis. Yeah, because especially for those who had known him for years. Okay, anyway, I shared these things almost every Sunday. Then you people, you know, like, and so apparently one day, Martinson gets Mark, you know. I say, who is what? Nicodemus, eh? Who is, you know? So Mark anyway, I think he hinted, or he told he hinted in a way that was really telling him who Nicodemus was, eh? That was always, then the guy said, what? Man, come, you know? I think I don't know where they went. Anyway, he pulled him aside. He's like, now I understand my dreams, eh? Okay? Told him, man, I had this, you know, eh? So the guy had many dreams, eh? And somehow, eh? Yeah. Anyway, so I realized that's why sharing this info, eh? You know, I realized and I still realize that sharing this info was so important and is still very important because it makes someone realize, like there's a young man here called James, eh? You know, so James, he was also here in 80, so for him he didn't understand what was going on. Then one day it was Eid, I think 2018, last year. Okay, he came to me say that morning, he had a dream. In this dream, Elvis, you know, had on this Muslim thing. It's called what in Uganda? In Talai. And he was with Muslims feasting. So he was like, what's happening in the dream? But man, the prophet is with it, no? So anyway, he came to me, he told me the dream. So I asked him, so for you, what do you think it means? Then the guy said, well, I think what? He departed from the faith. I was like, exactly that. He's no longer a Christian. Eh? So then I told him, now, go, as in help God. Be gracious. And go tell your friends. So I told him, now, they are, for me, when some people read, you know, some of the things I write, they don't know me, eh? So they'll be like, wow, that guy, we don't know him, we don't know whether that thing is fake, you know? So I tell you, now you have friends who will believe you. You know, because they know you, James. Okay? And maybe later you can use my dreams also and say, my pastor, you know, eh? So anyway, he went. Okay? Then one day, he told me that he called one of his friends. Okay? And then he told him, now, and the guy, you know, he told me that. And pastor, what hurts me is that I took so many people there. Over 100 people. I told him exactly that. So, but I also be good to them. And I told him, but don't go there thinking that they're going to embrace you, give you hugs. You might get slaps. So go with that, you know. Okay, and so, anyway, he went, he talked to some guy. And he told me that the guy first listen. Then he said, now I understand my dream. Okay? So he says that one time he had a dream. He went to inquire of, to meet Elvis in his office. So when he got there, he realized that Elvis was in a very dark room. He's in there alone, but dark. And the guy was like, you come. The guy feared, eh? And the dream ended when he had jumped, what? To enter. And then the guy said, no. Because I was wondering, why was the prophet in the what? In that very dark room. So now, you see, he had had a dream prior. Now James, by sharing his thing, made the guy realize, oh my God, I also was told already, and this is what I should do. Depart. You know, eh? Then he told me that another guy, he what? He told. Then the guy listened, said, well, I don't know. Okay? But then he's like, yeah, but let's pray that God will also reveal to you these things. So the guy went. Now, apparently, the following day, the guy, he called him very excited. James, man, I had a dream last night. James, The guy said, he dreamt he was going for a partner's meeting. All right, there was a partner's meeting in the dream, Zoe, the partner's meeting. So when he gets to the venue, Okay, he enters the venue, but that was like a side room, an inner room. And so he's in the hall, and there are, several leaders of the fellowship in that room. And he hears them talking about him. That when this guy arrives, we should cut off his head and what, The guy, guess what? I'm talking about him. But, when this fella, when the guy had, and he took off and he woke up. Do you understand? So, yeah, glory be to God. Okay? However, we are saying that faith does what? Works by love. All right? Remember, by faith you inherit the promises. Okay, and now we are saying that the best environment for faith to work is by what? Is by love. That environment of love. Okay, love in your heart. All right? If you have anything contrary to love in your heart, okay, faith, will not work. But as a pastor, I want to say that faith might not work. It might not. But the Bible doesn't say that. It says it won't. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, so we need to what? To make sure that our hearts are filled with love. Okay? Anything contrary to love, hinders faith from working. Glory be to God. Okay? What is love? Love basically is, as Romans 13 says, love doesn't do harm to its neighbor. Love worketh no ill. Okay? That's KJV. Love does what? Worketh no ill to its neighbor. It doesn't harm its neighbor. All right? Okay? But Jesus took it higher. He says, if you have hatred in your heart, you are as good as someone who has murdered. All right? So hatred, is not love. Hatred, which either is a result or is a result or it is the result of unforgiveness, bitterness, those things hinder what? When you have bitterness, when you wish someone bad for what they did to you, you are harming your neighbor according to the Lord. Alright? And with that kind of attitude, faith won't work. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, Mark chapter 11. Okay, Jesus said, he was speaking about faith. He says in Mark 11 from 24, he said, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Okay? All right? Maybe let's read from verse 22. From verse 22, it says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Okay, so he's talking about faith. Then verse 25, he says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may forgive your trespasses. So the context, he's saying, in order for, he's talking about answered prayer, And in that context, he talks about forgiving, He says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, in the context of prayer, in the context of faith, the Lord talks about forgiving. All right? He says forgive. And then he says something which, you know, things we don't want to believe. We somehow think they mean something else. He says that forgive that person that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Neither will what? Your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. If you don't forgive. Now, the truth of the matter is, this thing of what? Forgiveness and forgiveness. It is a big deal in all our lives. Okay? You know, I've been thinking, sometimes I think that if you find someone, maybe they are 60 years. 60 years. 60. Okay? And these people at 60, man, they still have genuine love for people. Genuine. You see, there is this so-called love, which is just manipulation. You understand? Manipulation. You know, and anyone who, you know, fail to fall into your trap of manipulation, then after you show your true cards. The thing where it's just control, you just want to control, and so it comes out as love. All right, but when you actually want to what? Anyway, but genuine love at 60, because by at 60, there's so many things that have happened to people. So many broken hearts, you know, so many wounds, so many hearts. At 60, and someone still has what? Man, you know, you think about it, you are like, wait, now this guy is what? This is serious, what? This person has a revelation of God. Do you know 60? You know, yeah, maybe children have even died. You know, friends or bees. You know, you're like Sebagala. No Sebagala, NASA Sebagala. The guy was asked once, you know, to mention some of his hobbies. The guy say all of them died. You understand? All of them died. You know. So now at 60, OBs have died, friends have died, your brother, your sister. Just imagine you are a twin, your twin sister. You know, Then somehow, I don't know, the teacher maliced you. You didn't go to university because, sir, anyway, you know, things have happened, all right? Then some chick, you know, what is it called these days? As in being chucked or being, what's the word? Dumped, That's the word? Dished. You understand? Many things have happened, man, Guys have hammered you, as in rather like money, you know, At 60, man, now, how old are you? 13, 13, yeah. Things have happened, but at 60 now you multiply by what? You know, a mob, things have happened. When you think about these things, that's when now you start to respect some, to really respect and honor some old people. Do you understand? Now there was that, you know, like HIV, before ARVs were, you know, available. Man, there are parents who lost all their children. Do you understand? And then you're like, but if there is God, why did, you know, husband gone? I mean, a lot has happened. Then during that time again, there was a bush war. Man, people died. People died. They stole their things. Can you imagine all those things? Your relatives are dying. Your kids are dying. Meanwhile, they are stealing your things. Then you are shot. Are you like, Mukamba, what did I do? have a sister many years ago, but I think she recovered. Okay. Many years ago, she told me, for me, God, you know, as in she's angry at God because God, what? There's something God did to her. And she's like, you know, but I think she recovered. People blame things. Anyway, so, you know, and then you find at 60, people don't have unforgiveness in their hearts. Man, that's a miracle. Okay, just imagine someone you all know the story of Joyce Meyer. Do you understand? Now, your dad abuses you, you're a young, you know, and your mom knows about it, but somehow it looks like she's what? Conniving with your dad. You understand? Now, you know, you look at Joyce Meyer, Now, Christians, man, we have to honor that lady. Man, now, that's a general, You do this stupid thing of what? Who you choose to honor what? Nonsense. You're honoring fellows who haven't. You understand? Now, this woman, No wonder when she stands to speak, and she speaks very simple things, apparently simple but not simple, But my friend, they come out with authority, You understand, Because, man, all that stuff that she went through, she forgave. Okay? Rick Joyner always says that, you know, in the very place that you were wounded and got healed, that is the very place in which you're given authority to heal others. So she was, my thing she went through. Then after the dad who did all things to her, then she married some idiot, you know. That lady, there are people to be honored, man. But here you are, you're just a new kid on the block and you think what? But these, the Joyce Meyers, that, you know, such people. Unforgiveness. God wants us to get what? Rid of these things. And things happen to us every day. Every day, we get hurt. And of course, the greatest hurts are from those, you know, that you really loved. Okay? Those, if some guy, a taxi guy abuses you, it's not that bad. You understand? Okay, but now if your husband, or your best friend, or your wife, it really, what? That goes deep. It goes deep. But God is like, man, forgive. Let go. Because if you don't let go, it will mess you up. To the level that some of your prayers might not be answered. Because faith cannot work in that kind of what? Atmosphere. I'm beginning to learn. there's a friend, I think sometime last year, he sent me a quote of someone said that every pastor, every woman or man who begins a church, they already think that what? Church history has just begun. When things begin to happen, they think that, church history has just what? Started. I'll say that because I was going to say that now, for the 4.5 years I've been what? Like in church. Now I've come to really respect some of these guys who have been around for 30 years. And they're still what? They still have a genuine love for people. There's love for God, maybe that's easy because they're like, God has never slapped me. God has never lied about, you understand? But now people, you send out to him. Do you know what those pastors have gone through? How close people have betrayed them, as in people they really love, they, you know, eh? And just, I mean, eh? To be honest, those things hurt, eh? But, you know, the quicker you go to the cross, eh, to get healed, eh, the better, because otherwise you get messed up. And I think maybe that's why, at a certain point, preachers or pastors begin to use people. They're like, okay, you're all here, but I'm just going to use you to appear great, to get money out of you. Otherwise, you know, eh? Why? Because I think they've gone through so many hearts. Eh? The people who came loving them, what, you know, why you're the greatest. And then later they, what? They did something very hurtful. Eh? Do you understand? So over time, you can begin to look at what? Do you understand? Eh? To look at everyone, you're like, you know, eh? If you never would that die, you understand? Eh? In fact, Ofanananga, the other one, you know. In fact, even though you're talking, it is exactly, eh? That was a line. Eh? Do you understand? Eh? Yeah, so now I think again, that's where now you have to respect, I guess, anyone older than you. Well, not respect, but, you know, because they've gone through things. Eh? Okay? Hallelujah. And forgiveness. Eh? Okay, God wants us to what? To get rid of these things. Eh? Bitterness. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen? Okay. This young man is very lucky. He's very young. Okay. Yeah. You know. And I think that's why children are precious. Eh? But they are, you know, they haven't been messed up yet, you know, so much. Eh? Hopefully at all. Eh? Okay. Okay. Little girls, you know, your father, mother, you know, eh? Hallelujah. And that's why you should pray. You guys, you people, you know, everyone in this place, the married, the singles, pray, yeah, for God to help you have a wonderful what? Family. Eh? Yeah, a marriage, a family, you know. Eh? Because in that atmosphere, man, kids will be what? They will grow up with what? Of course, in this fallen world, wounds will what? You know, unintentional. Eh? Okay, but at least there will be some level of what? Some things which won't happen. Glory be to God. Amen. Okay. Sandra, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Yeah. You should pray, you know, to God that I don't what? I don't come and, you know, say things I shouldn't say to, you know, to your baby, to your child. You understand? Okay. One of the best ways to pray for that, I don't know why it's the best way, it's a, you know, pastor. God keep Pastor Moses those ends. Because when, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Okay? But it says, yeah, he says if you don't, now, this is also very serious. Eh? Okay? He says if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. All right? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, forgive even as God in Christ, okay, has forgiven you, or forgave you, okay, that's what it says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ who forgave you, okay, but Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. So how do you reconcile these two, okay? Yeah, people have some weird, you know, of these things. Eh? Okay? But it seems like when you get born again, okay, you know, God gives you a clean sheet. Eh? All the past, okay? Now, it looks like, again, I don't know, for me, you know, it's unfortunate that, what, I'm your pastor. Or it's unfortunate if you're a visitor, it's unfortunate that you're listening to me today. Yeah. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know everything. Okay? Yeah, but so it seems like, yeah, when you get born again, you know, you are forgiven, eh? God forgave you, a clean sheet, eh? Alright? Then it's like thereafter, okay? You know, if you don't forgive, God won't forgive you the sins you do thereafter. Do you understand? Eh? It seems to be that way. What do you think? You're the Bible teacher. Eh? Carol. Eh? Who knows Greek? Greek, Hebrew. This is where when things become tight for people and the scriptures are not saying what they want to hear. Eh? This is where now Greek and they twist, you know. What does it mean? I think it means exactly this. Okay? And now that means, you know, hallelujah. So God is like, forgive that you may it also. Okay? There's a story, I think it is Matthew 18, or you, a parable Jesus told of a certain king who had a servant, and that servant owed him 10,000 talents. All right? And, you know, he was, you know, doing his accounts, and he called this guy to pay back his what? His dimes. All right? And the guy, man, didn't have what it takes to pay. So he's like, so the king is like, okay, we are selling you, your wife, your kids, and everything you have. Okay, then the guy, he pleaded with the king. Say, man, forgive me. And then the king forgave him. Okay? So this servant walked away. Then he meets his fellow servant who owned him just 1,000 denarii. Now, then it was 10,000 talents. This is 1,000 denarii, you know, eh? And the guy said, pay me. Then this guy, Bambi, couldn't pay. And man, this other guy messed him up. Eh? I think he threw him in prison or something like that. Okay, now, then the fellow servants heard about it. They went and told the king, say, Kali, the other guy, you forgave him, but now look what he has done to our friend. Then the servant, you know, the king called him back and he threw him into prison until he pays, you know, everything. And Jesus said, okay, using that story, he said that, and that is what, you know, my heavenly Father will do to those who don't what? Who don't forgive. So what does that mean? It seems like it means that they'll be thrown in prison. And he said to be tortured. Now, it seems like that implies that man, if you are, you know, just like if you practice adultery, you know, extortion, all those things, we saw that you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So it seems like that's what it also means, that if you practice unforgiveness, you might be thrown, what? The torturers. You know, that's, it seems like that's what it means. That unforgiveness, if you are a practicer, a practitioner, okay, a practitioner of unforgiveness, you might end up in hell, I think. And you can find out these things. For me, I've just given you a topic to what? Its intention is not to make you sad. Okay? There's a preacher who said that every sermon has one of these intentions. It is either to make you glad or to make you sad or to make you mad. Glory be to God. Sad, glad, or mad? Now, I don't know where this one falls. This one is to make you glad. Glory be to God. Okay? It is for us, it is to help us to get rid of unforgiveness so that our faith can be able to work, because faith worketh by love. Unforgiveness means you mean evil, you know, for whoever hurts you. Hallelujah. Your sister, your brother, your wife, you know, Okay? The guy who went to Lands Commission, man, and produced a chap of your land. Original. And you lost the land. The lawyer who was like, Onomobi. You understand? And the judge, who was given a little something. And you lost your land.
Man, you forgive them. And then later you see, man, someone has put up, you know, a building in that land. And you're like, Kale was saying to Zanibadezang. You know, eh? Glory be to God. My mom had some small rentals somewhere in, I think, Kasubi, you know, or somewhere. So she was telling me that some guys, brokers, and there was a guy who wanted to buy that place, the rentals and the land on it. So they came, but broker Vanji. Then they negotiated, the guy wanted to buy, you know, they negotiated. And then I think they agreed about how much money. And some figure. Yeah. Then the guy paid. Apparently, 3 weeks late, no, 3 months later, my mom had, was told that, you know what? The guy sold part of what you sold him, UNRWA, you know, UNRWA, as in the guy had info that they are going to road expansion. And the guy got a lot of money. Okay? And my mom was, and then, was still, in quotes, he kept the rentals because he just, you know, and the guy got more money. And my mom was like, and he, you know, he got all that money and he remained with the one. But I was like, no, wafunamu was in it. You got more, you know? And she's like, yeah, nah, yeah, he got too much. And he remained with the what? Glory be to God. Okay? That's why you should have inside info, of what government is planning to do. If you don't have that info, at least what? Be in touch with Mujimba, who can get a dream for you. Hallelujah. Amen? Can give you a scar in a dream, Hey, you know, Hey, give you a scar, that's what? That's what those guys do, The Nasasiras, remember? Man, guys will know what all good organ of with. Then they come, they buy all over the place. Hallelujah. I don't know whether it's wisdom or any, whatever, Glory be to God. That's why you should believe in dreams, Okay, as you grow, to learning how to distinguish, fake ones and those which are not fake. Hallelujah. So probably if my mom had met Dennis, you've met her. But she didn't give you a seed. Maybe if she had sold it, you could have gotten a dream for her. Same man, you know, keep that land. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'm talking about. But maybe God wants this sad message to make you glad. Anesthesia, Okay, but the truth of the matter is, you guys, we have to forgive. Let me tell you, years ago, Bridget, I think I told this story here. Years ago, I got messed up. Many years ago, God had told me, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. And now I saw that working, man. Okay? Then in 2006, someone messed me up. You know, as in, it was their fault. I was very ill. You know, And they had authority over me. So, you know, when, like, someone who has authority over you messes you up, there's a way in which, man, you have no help, man. As in, it is real messing you up. So I was so angry, you know. Now, that was a time when I had that dream of Joyce Meyer and Crawford Dollar. You remember that dream? When God was saying that love and prosperity move together. So in hindsight, I realized, God was warning me that you guys, you're not operating. What was I doing? Anyone who would give me a listening ear, I would tell them how that guy messed me up, how he's fake. You just see him smiling, you know, but the guy is fake. As I was, man, And to, in a sense, I was genuinely mad. Okay? Now, we used to call that guy, the clinic I used to work at in, or whatever. We had a nickname for him. Okay? And we used to call him, he was a white guy. We used to call him Koja. That was a nickname, Koja. Can you imagine Muslim guy that call him Koja, and you don't know? Okay. Alan's mom is a teacher in some school here in town. So I told him, you can ask your mom what her nickname is, what the students call. Alan said, I think he feared, because he knows man. Maybe the way he was, can find that man. My mom has a very bad what? Nickname. So I think Alan got in the faith to go and ask her. And so we used to call this guy Koja. All right? So during that time when the guy messed me up and I was angry, okay, I had a dream. Now, Koja in Buganda, it basically means an uncle, a maternal uncle. So I had a dream when my uncle, like in real life, had messed me up. Okay? And I was also messing him up for having messed me up. And in the dream, I was being told not to do that to my uncle. All right? And I think when I woke up, I knew, because there was a thing Koja, I knew it wasn't my real uncle. God is talking about Koja. Do you understand? And you could see there was a warning, and I didn't take heed to that dream. And man, calamity hits. This thing give, and you never see for another man, it hit. And I think it was 3 months. Now, those 3 months, for most of you, that's a short time to be broke. Now, it's a long time to be broke if you haven't been broke in many years. It hurts. It's painful. And the Lord told me, I told you that prosperity and love, they move together. And I learned that lesson and I'll never forget it. That's why usually, I think some people think I'm a coward. And maybe I am. Every time I see something, and I realize that trouble is going to come, and there's a probability that I'm going to get angry and beat and what, I take off. I run away. I run away and I leave you. You understand? I take off. Why? One of the reasons is because of what I went through. I had an experience. I take off, every time and especially I know that I'm the target. If someone wants to mess me up, it's planned, deliberate, intentional. Okay? I run away. That's why, by the way, I ran away from what? Zoe, in those days. Okay? I saw trouble coming and it was directed at me. And I told Elvis, you know what? Man, let me step down. I was like, Elvis said, no, you stay, we can do this. I told him, man, we have dreamt these things together for years. We dreamt this thing and I'm the target. And we said, no. I said, man, for you, you're the leader. So for you, you're not going to be me. It is me there, I told him, Let me step down. I took off. Because I know what was coming. And I didn't want these things to happen to me. I was like, sure. You see, but the point is, man, and for it is horrible, it is bad. Then years later, there's a guy, some guy, I loved him, he loved me, we are very close. Then he messed me up around my wedding. All right? You couldn't be a friend, man, this guy, tight friend. Then I got so angry. I was like, of all people, Then I think sometime after the wedding, I had a dream. In this dream, God was saying, man, you should let that incident pass. And he said, you know, because if you hold it, and maybe you even, you know, devise means to revenge, God told me it will take you a long time to reach your destiny. You know, in a dream, it will take you a long time to reach your destiny. You see, and this is where the church, you know, I don't know where it's all over the world or in Uganda, what? It is, this is where we get what? Messed up. You know, we are doing all these things, money, what, gonna take over, you know, But we're not addressing things which are most important to God. Things which have to do with the heart. When we are just getting people, and those things, even they can't happen, you know, if the heart is not put in what? In order. Glory be to God. If they kind of look like they're happening, it will always just be in circles. Or you take 2 steps, three steps back. 4 steps, and you give glory to God, you know, then 5. And you're like, never, you know, those things. I have people I know who are very angry at me. I know. For why? Because of this obvious thing, you understand? They think I'm the cause of what happened to them. You know, those things, man. And again, when I see that those kind of attitudes, man, you what? Because I'm like, man, you might get slapped and you get bitter and forgive, you know, Hallelujah. So inheriting a blessing, the Bible says by faith they inherited the blessing, okay, the promises, and we should imitate them, okay? And that faith works, okay, the faith to inherit works in an atmosphere, okay, a heart filled with love, okay? Specifically today, God is highlighting unforgiveness. Glory be to God. You guys, you're joking, I had 2, you know, those revelations, man. I'll never forget them. That's why, man, you know, when I realize you have a potential of messing me up, you never say anything. You know, every time I appear in your presence, there's something to say, something stupid. I just said, now, Katigwe, my friend, I don't want to be broke, you know, let me what? Leave you alone. And in a sense, I also help you, so that you don't have an opportunity to say what? Nonsense. But I guess you'll find someone else. Because it is in your heart, so you have to find someone else to what? To unleash it on. I don't know, Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, people, let us forgive, And you know these things. And I think, apparently, if God tells us to forgive, maybe he knows it should be, I don't know, maybe he thinks, I don't know, that it should be easy. But maybe initially it's hard, okay? But the more you practice it, okay? You start on a conductor. 12 with the Tinder. You said everyone. Every whatever. Basatu. Taxi gamba, 14 people, what? Passengers. 12 with Ntinda, Tewalie, Kugatamu, you know. What is the word? They now come on, and then the guy, what? After he has passed the cops, adds in a guy. Man, I used to take offense with those things. Say, no. Taxi gamba, bantu basi, bully what? Juliana, you know what I'm asking? What is that thing called? That row? Very soon, Juliana is going to stop using what? A taxi. She had an experience. Experiences are very good. I had an experience, man. I felt broke because I didn't what? Treat Koja well. Now, Juliana had some iPhone. iPhone. They showed her a move, you know what? Eh? She was like, my dad. Anyway, by the way, I'm just joking. Now, actually, I'm talking about my dad now, don't you? My dad, when he would, use a taxi, he always wanted what? Tula Maso. My dad was one of those people, like a born leader man. Eh? You know, a very... If you guys had seen my dad, you'd even wonder whether what? He's my dad. As in, the guy was excellent. Yeah? You know, everything about him, eh? You know, Kukalo, like, eh? We neighbor with him, that smart man. Eh? And he was so light-skinned, more light-skinned than my sister. The guy was extremely handsome. Eh? On my intro, what's this lady's name? She saw my dad, you know? Say, that is Moses' father. Then she told my what? Mother-in-law, that man, in those days, the man was so... And by the way, when I looked at my dad, and then you throw him back like 40 yards. I'm telling you, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. And so, now... There's a story. I don't know whether it's my dad who told me or you. One time, my dad was somewhere, like a function, eh? And the president was in attendance. So he was there then, when Mussein, I think, was leaving. I think he saw my dad then. Anyway, later, some lady who was with the president somewhere came and told my dad that... The president asked me that, who is that man? And then at that moment, I forgot your name. I thought, apparently my dad was angry with a woman. Eh? As he, because the president looked at him, eh? And he's like, who is this guy? I don't know. As in, that's how, what's the word? Eh? That's how impressionable. Eh? What's the word, Gerard? You don't even know the English. You know, as in my dad, you just see the guy, you would think, you would think things about him, eh? Okay? Then they show, and this is the son, say, take some work. Okay? Yeah, and so, yeah, you, now when you would sit in the taxi, he wouldn't sit with you, what? You know, put a mask so. I tell Kuru G. You know, so, anyway, Juliana, then they told that what? I didn't know that cat trick. I learned it. Then as she's what, trying to, guys are what? In her bag. And that was the end of the iPhone. iPhone 7, apparently. So, experiences are good. However, you don't have to go through the school of hard knocks. Eh? Okay, you should learn what? So I went through those experiences, man. Eh? Unforgiveness, bitterness, eh? And they messed me up. So forgive. Eh? You understand? Eh? Forgive that guy who chucked you. Eh? And some of these guys, they chucked you in senior two, really, you know. Eh? Senior two. Senior two, you know, senior two, even you even didn't know what you were doing. The guy didn't know what he was doing. Yeah, it hurts, but senior, grow up, you know, senior two. All right, senior two. You understand? Forgive. First of all, you are also forgiven. The Bible says, forgive just as God in Christ has forgiven you. I remember he forgave you a bigger debt. Jesus, the other guy, was forgiven 10,000 talents. And then he harassed this guy of 1,000 denarii. Do you understand? So what has been done to you is small in comparison to what you owed the Lord. And he forgave you. But I'm not saying it's easy. Maybe for some people, especially ladies, I think. Well, I don't know, but maybe ladies are more forgiving. You know, Peter, he told me, man, when we were in medical school, he said, man, chicks are very good. Chicks are so forgiving. He said, man, when they were in Budo, they used to abuse girls. See, man, those ganga, we abused them. But later you find them and they're, oh, Peter, you know. Hey, man, chicks are very good people. All right? But I have a sister who told me that, we women, we keep things. So I think I need to organize a conference between Peter and my sister. Because Peter, according to him, said, man, women are very good. They are so forgiving. We abused those girls. But now my sister, a woman, okay? Maybe she was young when she told me that. We women, we keep things. A woman, you just say, you know. But anyway, let us forgive. You understand? Especially now that you know that faith worketh by love. And unforgiveness is not love. Unforgiveness, you mean evil for someone. And according to heaven, to the Lord, it is as good as doing like physical harm to them. You understand? And he says it will mess you up, okay, and you might not inherit the promises. Glory be to God. Amen. Are you sad? Huh? Are you mad? Okay, please don't stone the what? The innocent messenger. Because even he himself has what? Okay, you see, now, there's this thing of what? I forgive, but somehow, you know, I still feel I haven't forgiven. What do you do for those things? Okay? Because even me, there are guys who hurt me, you know? And you forgive. Apparently, you forgive. But now, you know, this usually that animosity that comes in thoughts. Okay? Now, I was listening to Jesus. Again, the best, well, maybe she's not the best. But when it comes to these love issues, forgiveness, the best person to listen to is Joyce Meyer. This lady has a CV in heaven. Because she walked that what with journey. So she can help you. So I was listening to her in the week. And she says, you know, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. It says that love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. He says, basically, people who hurt you, who you're holding, you know, they basically, they cast, they did any bad to you. And the Lord is saying, pray for them. Okay? So Joyce Meyer says that, you know, forgive the people. Okay? Then pray for them, okay, for good things to happen to them. And you see that now when you continually pray, every time you think about it, you understand? Those, like every time you think about them, what they did to you, you are like, man, you're angry with them, bitter. He says that, you know, pray for them. And he says that, you know, because, you know, sooner or later, your emotions will also follow. Because you cannot really be bitter and angry at someone you're praying for. Do you understand? Most times we have forgiven, but the emotions haven't yet what? Done what? They haven't yet aligned themselves with the forgiveness. You know? So I think I would advise you in that case, pray for them. Okay? Pray for them. Glory be to God. Pray what? There's a young girl I met like 3 years ago. Okay? 3 years ago, I met this young girl. And we would talk once in a while. We would link up and talk. Now, she was dating a guy who had divorced the wife. Anyway, he had left, and was still sorting out the legal, you know, separation. So, and then the wife, the ex, knew that the guy is what? Is dating this girl. So she told me that the lady, the wife, the ex, you know, told the husband that she wants to meet these two people together and bless them. You're laughing. Now, I know this girl who was telling me the story. I know the guy. You understand? In fact, I knew him before I knew the girl. I knew the wife before I knew this young girl. You understand? So, like, I know the three of them. And this lady, the ex, was like, okay, yeah, you know, wanting a meeting so she can bless. In fact, it wasn't like to bless them. It was to bless this guy and girl, you know? Okay. And I told her, so, are you going, you know? Say, how, you know? But I wondered that, well, I don't know, maybe she was genuine or what, but, yeah, but of course, if you are in that case, say, you're innocent, you found a guy, you know, you didn't know that thing, you know, you shouldn't go for such a meeting, a blessing meeting. Should you go? I'm asking ladies. You shouldn't. Let her bless you from what? Here it says, pray for them. It doesn't say pray for them in their presence. Yes, what? Pray for them. Okay? The prayers will work. Okay? Prayers don't only work when what? Point of contact. Do you understand? So anyway, so I think this is a remedy for the emotions. Come on, these emotions, man, the way you can get messed up. You think you haven't forgiven. You're always forgiving. Every day you're forgiving. Every day. And you're like, but God, I'm genuine, I'm forgiving. But then in your heart, you're like, no, you're lying, Moses, you haven't forgiven. So I realized after this, this thing works. Pray for them. Every time those emotions, Father, let her, let goodness, you know, give a car. You understand? You know, let, you know, okay? Do you understand? And it won't take long. Because there's no way you can, what? Be wanting someone to die. I think you're praying for them. Even when it starts out insincere, this way in which what? The sincerity of the prayers will come. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the great things that you're doing for us. We thank you for the season that you've brought us into, crossing over into a good land. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for the faith that you give us to inherit the promises. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you may help us to forgive. You may help us to have pure hearts. For only the pure in heart will see God. Only the pure in heart will see your goodness. So, Father, we ask you to help us to forgive. We've been hurt, Father, we've gone through painful experiences. And not just one experience, but experiences over the years. We've been hurt by those we love so much. As in those we really trusted, those we, you know, we loved and they loved us. But somehow, you know, things happened and they will happen in this fallen world. But Father, we want to be perfect like you are. We want to forgive just like you forgave us. So help us, Father. Help us to forgive. Help us. Just think about anyone that you need to forgive right now, and in your heart, you know, forgive them, okay? Release them, and wish them well. Wish them well. Pray for them to experience a good life. Pray that they may have a wonderful life in this world. Pray that all will go well with them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release all those who hurt us. We release all those who did us harm. They did us ill. Some of them it was knowingly, some of them unknowingly. But it hurt us. And Father, we know that's not right. It's not good to hold on to those things. So in the name of Jesus, we forgive them and we release them in the name of Jesus. And once again, we pray that good may come their way. Good may come their way. Good may come their way. And it benefits us also. For when we let go of this unforgiveness, then we are able to receive the goodness that you have in store for us. Otherwise, we shall keep going around in circles and never experience the wonderful things that you've planned for us. We thank you, Father, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.